Daily Manna from the Torah, Parashah Vayeshev, Week 9, First Aliyah. His brothers said to him, "Are you indeed to reign over us, or are you indeed to rule over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Genesis 37, verse 8. Why so much struggle between siblings? Children are a reflection of their parents. All the good and the bad are transmitted from parents to their children. This transmission is biological, physiological, psychological, and spiritual. Genes, attitudes, and spirit from their parents are passed on to the offspring. That's why this parasha, division of the Torah, starts by saying, "This is the generational history of Yaakov." Yosef, he goes on. In the children, we can find the history of the parents. The attitudes and relationship between the mothers of the 12 children of Israel are reflected among their children, but in an increased manner. There was great rivalry between Rachel and Leah, and even the names they call their children reflect the struggle for power. It was in this environment of competition and eagerness to prove who was stronger than these children were raised. Besides, Yaakov's preference towards Rachel and Yosef caused jealousy and envy among the others. Tension within the family was strong. It is obvious that polygamy is not recommended, even if it was allowed by the Torah. When parents see faults in their children, they shouldn't blame them for it, but check their own lives and ask the Eternal for forgiveness for those things that displease Him and that they pass on to their children. If parents become free from these shortcomings in their attitudes and behavior, children will be more able and be set free from these things, especially if they keep a close relationship with their parents. We don't know Yosef's motivation for telling the others his dreams. If he did, it's due to that spirit of constant competition that was upon them all, or if it was simply because his dreams, which came from heaven, had such an impact in him that he had to tell someone. By the way, in case he was influenced by this spirit of rivalry and competition too, he evidently became free from it before having Menashe and Ephraim, who are one of the best examples of people that are in peace with each other in spite of the younger having been placed over the older one. Chapter 48, verse 14. That's why every Shabbat the father lays his hands on the sons and says the following blessing to them, Yeshimcha Elohim ke Ephraim vehi Menashe. May the Almighty make you as Ephraim and Menashe. Yosef managed to break the spirit of competition and struggle that existed between his siblings and that is reflected in his own children. In spite of these struggles, jealousy, and hatred towards each other, the Eternal was able to fulfill His purpose for His family. Yes, and He even used precisely this situation to fulfill His divine purpose, and because of this cruel situation in Yosef's family, He was taken to Egypt in order to become the Savior of the world and of Israel. The Eternal is great enough to use the effects of our Yetzer Hara, bad inclination, to fulfill His will on earth. Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo, blessed be Him and blessed be His name. May the Eternal help us pass on only what pleases Him to our children. Shavua Tov.